is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. The Supreme Court has cleared the way for federal agents to conduct sweeping immigration operations in Los Angeles. Camilo Montoya Galvez reports it's another victory for President Trump at the High Court.
We have seen in Southern California over the past months really controversial immigration raids that advocates say have been indiscriminate in nature. The Supreme Court is allowing those operations for the time being to continue.
Flora Menendez represents car wash workers in Los Angeles.
81 car washes have been raided, many of them more than three or four times. Approximately 247 car wash workers have disappeared from our communities. This is just unacceptable.
The governor's office in Illinois says it's waiting for formal word from the White House about the federal deployment in Chicago. CBS's Scott McFarland reports it's a political tightrope for the administration.
A National Guard troops has served political interests for the president, but also it allows him to continue to argue that his administration is taking a hard line, a tough stance against crime, which has served him well politically. But it also in Washington, D.C. and Los Angeles, where this has been attempted before, the deployment of the National Guard has served to galvanize people on behalf of the local leaders in Washington, D.C. and Los Angeles.
The Trump administration's asking the Supreme Court for an emergency order to keep frozen billions of dollars in foreign aid. CBS News political reporter Melissa Quinn.
At least one Republican in the Senate, Susan Collins, who is head of the Senate Appropriations Committee, says this move, this attempt to unilaterally claw back this $4 billion in funding, is not legal. Congress has the power of the purse under the Constitution, and the president does not get to just not spend money that Congress has already approved.
In the Middle East, the Israeli prime minister has warned Palestinians in Gaza City to leave now as Israel ramps up its offensive. Earlier today, there was an attack in Israel, as the BBC's Wiry Davies reports.
Today's attack at an intersection to the north of Jerusalem was one of the worst attacks we've seen in Israel for some while. In all, six people have been killed. Many more have been seriously injured when two armed Palestinians, a man of 20 and another of 21, came into Israel from the occupied West Bank. They boarded a bus and they opened fire with guns.
On Wall Street today, stocks finished higher. The Dow Jones Industrials were up 114 points. The Nasdaq 98 points higher. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine Mayor Corey Mason will give his 2025 State of the City address at City Hall at 5. It'll stream on YouTube. His address will be followed by a Finance and Personnel Committee meeting. Our scene man led police on a high-speed chase through city streets and across the state line before being caught in Illinois overnight. The Lake County Sheriff's Office says 30-year-old Aaron Kirksey fled after a domestic dispute and may have held a woman against her will. The chase reached speeds of over 100 miles an hour. It went through Racine and Kenosha and again into Illinois. Milwaukee Public Schools could be short $100 million next year. That's according to Superintendent Brenda Casilius. In an interview on the WISN 12 News Upfront program, she said the district is already working with legislators, but if no new state funding is added, they'll have to consider either big cuts or new revenue options. There's another court date this week for Shamia Anderson. She was released after a court date in February when she was charged for a deadly hit and run in December. While out on bond, police say Anderson last week was speeding with three kids in her car and crashed into another vehicle and a city bus, injuring 11 people. Now she's in custody with a $500,000 bond. She's back in court again Thursday. The Do Not Drink Water Advisory in Williams Bay in Walworth County has been lifted. People there can now safely drink, cook, and brush their teeth with tap water again. The village says they're working with the DNR on monitoring. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's the Brewers and the Rangers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers and the Lone Star State tonight, opening a three-game series against the Texas Rangers. Milwaukee with a 10-2 win over the Pirates yesterday in Pittsburgh, completing a three-game sweep. Manager Pat Murphy says that 23-year-old Jacob Mizorowski learned a few lessons pitching into the seventh inning.
I can only tell you this is a great learning experience for him, and he answered the bell today and did a very, very nice job.
College football, the Badgers now preparing to play number 19th-ranked Alabama. It's Wisconsin beating Middle Tennessee State 42-10 over the weekend. The Packers celebrating a decisive 27-13 win over the Lions. Matt LaFleur grateful to the 77,000 fans who attended, but didn't like there were so many Lions fans in the stands.
The fans that showed up brought great energy, and the fans that sold their tickets to all those Lions fans got to be better.
That's the Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Halber.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. This is some of the best riding weather of the season, but pay attention and be careful out there because unfortunately there have been a lot of unnecessary motorcycle accidents lately. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any kind of accident, call the Hog Lawyer immediately at 888-999-6644. He's the lawyer who rides, and with over 45 years of road-tested experience, he's definitely the guy you one on your side to protect your rights. Call him today or visit him online at hoglawyer.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. After the chilly temperatures as of late, warmer readings are on the way this week. Tonight, a partly cloudy sky. Low tonight, mid-50s. For tomorrow, increasing clouds. High in the mid-70s tomorrow. A chance of showers and storms tomorrow night and Wednesday. Currently, it's 66.
It's time for Kurt Vollman's 5 o'clock class reunion, where you help us pick three songs from today's year and relive those high school glory days. Or maybe gory days. No matter what, it's fun. Today, it's 1968.
Welcome to WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year. And today, let's rewind the clock to 1968, a year that was equal parts rock and roll and roller coaster. The nation was shaken by tragedy. We lost Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Robert Kennedy. The war in Vietnam raged on, and college campuses turned into hotbeds of protest and passion. In 1968 fashion, ooh, it was groovy. Bell-bottoms swayed, tie-dye shouted, and sideburns got so long they nearly had their own zip code. And on the radio in 1968, we were listening to Lady Madonna from the Beatles. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 68.
Lady Madonna, children at your feet.
Listen to the music play.
1968, it's the Beatles and Lady Madonna on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1968. Paul McCartney stated in the book, The Love You Make, that while singing Lady Madonna, he used what he characterized as his Elvis voice. Well, in 1968, as we mentioned, we lost Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Eyewitnesses to the assassination say that Dr. King left his room 306 at the Lorraine Hotel just before dinner to get some air. He walked over to the railing at this spot, and noticing some friends below, he leaned over and began to speak with them. Police say 205 feet away, in a window in a flophouse, the assassin waited.
He waited, police believe, in a bathroom down the hall from the room he rented but 4 hours earlier. To get a clear shot of his victim, the assassin apparently had to stand in the bathtub, leaning forward to brace his arms on the window ledge to steady his rifle.
And on the radio in 1968, we were listening to John Fred and his Playboy Band and Judy in Disguise with Glasses. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1968.
Wearing your green slips and your new round arm across your heart, yeah, with your living brown. A chimney sweep spell with God, Judy in the sky with glasses.
Come to me tonight, come to me tonight. I can't even find the sight. I'm sick of the strings of my kite.
Judy in the sky.
From 1968, it's John Fred and his Playboy Band and Judy in Disguise with Glasses on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1968. There's a lyric in that song. It goes, cross your heart with a living bra. Now, that's a very strange lyric, but then again, this was a strange song. John Fred was writing lyrics while watching TV, and he cribbed the line from a Playtex commercial. Well, 1968 is the year that Queen Elizabeth II turned 42.
Windsor Castle, a palace, a home. The Queen and her family relax. One of those rare, precious moments to enjoy a few personal hours together, away from the strains and tensions of official public life, of duty. Her Majesty is celebrating her 42nd birthday. It is a happy, peaceful time for a woman who is a wife, a mother, and a queen.
And on the radio in 1968, we were listening to Marvin Gaye, and I heard it through the grapevine. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1968. 1968, it's Marvin Gaye, and I heard it through the grapevine on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion today featuring the class of 1968. Now, that was Marvin Gaye's first number one hit, but he was already a star. He already had 23 top 40 hits by the time that song was released. By the way, his next number one came in 1973 with Let's Get It On. Well, in 1968, we were watching Gunsmoke on TV. Is going to wrap up today's WRJN 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year. Be sure to tune in for another one tomorrow afternoon, just after the 5 p.m. news. Tomorrow, we will feature the class of 1961.
You want something fresh. Nobody does it like Lee's Deli. Signature subs and chef salads just the way you like them. Meals fit for a king and hassle-free catering all at your fingertips with the Lee's Deli mobile app. Help crown Lee's Deli the best lunch, the best sandwich shop, and the best deli in Racine. Head to WRJN.com and click on the Lee's Deli logo for the information you need to vote. Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
A masterful comedy that will woo you from the start. The Importance of Being Earnest continues this weekend at the Racine Theatre Guild. Jack resides in the country, Algernon in the city. They've each created an imaginary person to escape their lives, but living a double life has its drawbacks, especially in love. To impress two ladies, Jack and Algernon find themselves caught in a complicated charade of witty dialogue, romantic notions, and ridiculous charm. Call the box office 633-4218 or visit racinetheatre.org for tickets and showtimes.
Cool down and perk up at Main Street Bakery, where iced coffee dreams come true. Craving a refreshing boost? They have the bold cold brews and creamy caramel lattes to match your mood. Start your morning strong or treat yourself to a midday pause. Anytime is the right time. Pair your drink with a light, summery sweet treat to turn any break into a mini celebration. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Hi, we're the Woodmans. I'm Clint.
I'm Phil.
Welcoming you to our brand new store in Racine.
It's easy to find at the Regency Mall. We have amazing opening deals on ice cream.
48-ounce Dean's ice cream or 12-count Dean's ice cream sandwiches, both $2.99 each.
Ay, caramba, we want to see you in Racine for fantastic variety and prices.
Dean's ice cream or sandwiches, both $2.99.
Service and savings. It's Woodmans.
We've had a blast meeting so many of you at events around Racine this summer. And we're looking forward to connecting even more as the summer and fall roll on. From downtown Racine events to events in parks, along the lakeshore, and in neighborhoods, WRJN is there to be part of what makes you happy. We're looking forward to seeing you again.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
local news and timeless hits on WRJN. And now a song from an act who had trouble coming up with a name for their band. Each member of the band kept shouting out suggestions. And when one of them got rejected, one of the band members said, "Oh, Raspberries." And that's what they came up with. It's the Raspberries. And Go All the Way on WRJN.
Yeah.
News, Timeless Hits from Bobby Darin on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. You're going to want to listen to the Don Rosen Morning Show. The Don Rosen Morning Show is home to tons of entertaining and informative interviews with local folks every week. And now you can hear many of those interviews in podcast form on demand by going to WRJN.com. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The state of the city will be addressed tonight. Racine Mayor Corey Mason will give his 2025 State of the City address at City Hall at 5. It'll stream on YouTube. His address will be followed by a Finance and Personnel Committee meeting. That committee will review and vote on several items, including police grants and a donation from Woodman's. You can check the agenda online at RacineCountyEye.com. The stand down is Saturday. Racine County will host the 2025 Veterans Stand Down on Saturday at Festival Hall. The annual event offers veterans and their families a day of support and resources. It runs from 10 to 2 and features more than 60 organizations providing services from housing and health care to VA benefits and job opportunities. Veterans will get a free lunch and cold weather gear while supplies last. Organizers say the event is about honoring those who served while making sure they can access the care and resources they need. Kenosha drivers will see some relief in the coming weeks as some road projects get close to finishing up. The 8th Avenue stretch from 52nd to 49th is slated for completion by later this week. Work on 22nd Avenue from Washington Road to 50th Street should be done by the end of next month. Even though school just started, the time is now to honor outstanding educators. Wisconsin teachers and principals who go the extra mile can be nominated for the 2026 Herb Cole Educational Foundation Awards. The Teacher Fellowships and Principal Leadership Honors come with $6,000 for the recipient and another $6,000 for their school. Parents, students, and fellow staff members can recommend someone. Nominations are now open on the foundation's website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
At Papa John's, get your everyday favorites for just $6.99 each when you order two or more items from the Papa Pairings menu. When you order more, you save more. Choose from medium one-topping pizzas, boneless or traditional wings, papadillas, breadsticks, cheese sticks, garlic knots, and desserts. It's easy to order all your favorites when they're just $6.99 each. So the next time your friends come over to eat your food, check out the Papa Pairings menu to save. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
It's the time of year when warm summer days make way for cool autumn nights. But once those leaves start to fall, the temperatures really start falling too. So call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. And let the pros at Building Waters make sure that your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold winter months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. After the chilly temperatures as of late, warmer readings are on the way this week. Tonight, a partly cloudy sky. Low tonight, mid-50s. For tomorrow, increasing clouds. High in the mid-70s tomorrow. A chance of showers and storms tomorrow night and Wednesday. Currently, it's 66.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. There may be a reason your grandparents repeat the same stories over and over again. According to a study, older people are more likely than younger people to forget with whom they've shared information. The study investigated two types of memory: source memory, or your recollection of who told you a piece of information, and destination memory, which is your recollection of which people you've informed. Not only were older people bad at remembering to whom they told information, they were also very confident in their mistaken memory.
Well, she got her daddy's car and she cruised through the hamburger stand now. Seems she forgot all about the library like she told her old man now. And with the radio blasting, goes cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Well, when her wrist can't stand her cause she walks, looks and cries like an
ace. You walk like an ace now, you walk like an ace.
She makes the Indy 500 look like a Roman chariot race.
You look like an ace now, you look like an ace.
A lot of guys try to catch her but she leads them on a wild goose chase.
You drive like an ace now, you drive like an ace.
And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Fun to your daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Well, you knew all along that your dad was getting wise to you now.
Now you shouldn't have lied.
And since he took your set of keys, you've been thinking that your fun is all through.
You shouldn't have lied, now you shouldn't have lied.
But you can come along with me, cause we got a lot of things to do.
T-Bird away.
Fun, 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 now the daddy
and the T-Bird have
fun, 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 now the daddy took the T-Bird away.
Fun, 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 now the daddy took the T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, now the daddy took the T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, now the daddy took the T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, now the daddy took the T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, now the daddy.
Bill Sedaka and Bad Blood on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, a study found there are 663 miles of beaches in Florida, and chances are each mile is going to get hit by a hurricane at some point or another.
Heaven holds a place for those who pray.
News and timeless hits from Simon and Garfunkel on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. We are your home for Green Bay Packer football. A good win for the Packers yesterday. Now it's a short turnaround.
Tell all the people across the USA, I love my Green Bay Packers.
Yep, Packers, a decisive win over the Lions yesterday. Now it's a short turnaround as the Packers get ready for the Washington Commanders in a Thursday night game at Lambeau Field. Pre-game's at 5 Thursday night, kickoff at 7. Packer football brought to you locally by Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Union Grove, by Lee's Deli, by Main Street Bakery, Papa John's Pizza, Royal Construction LLC, and the Lanes on 20. See our full schedule, our full sports schedule online at WRJN.com.
Tailgate like a legend with ice-cold drinks and high-octane energy at Studebaker's Fuel & Food. Crack open summer with bold energy boosts, frosty sodas, and refreshingly cold waters from Racine's Hydration Destination. Stock up on adult beverages, grab jumbo bags of ice, and keep that cooler packed for your crew. Need it fast? Swing inside or hit the lightning fast drive-thru. Studebaker's keeps it cool. You keep it legendary. Studebaker's Fuel & Food at the corner of 31 and Spring in Racine.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun at the Lanes on 20. Nothing beats the sound of a perfect strike and the taste of victory.
Yes!
Celebrate your win at Angry Brothers Pub with sizzling wings, burgers, barbecue, or the legendary Friday fish fry. Relax on the patio or in the sand with a cold drink in your hand. Plus, fall bowling and volleyball leagues are filling up fast. If you want fun or fierce competition, there's a spot for you. All the fun you want, all in one spot. The Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Gear up for fall with a Brewers Crew Neck sweatshirt giveaway Saturday, September 13th, courtesy of U.S. Cellular. The crew will give away 25,000 of the limited edition Crew Neck sweatshirts. Grab your seats today at brewers.com/giveaways.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
98 years, WRJN has brought you local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 6 and more Timeless Hits on the way with Chris Morrow. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me this afternoon. I will talk to you again tomorrow afternoon at 2. Have yourself a great night.
News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. The Supreme Court is clearing the way for federal agents to conduct sweeping immigration operations in Los Angeles. They could stop people solely based on their race, language, job, or location. Armando Godino with the Los Angeles Worker Center Network.
We will fight the systemic discrimination.